I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in women across the U.S., but the good news is that the vast majority of coronary heart disease cases can be prevented. To talk about ways to improve heart health for women is Dr. Arasi Maran. She's an interventional cardiologist and director of the coronary CTO program at MUSC. Dr. Maran, what are the specific ways that women can lower their risk of heart attack?
I'm going to talk about three specific things women can do to lower the risk of heart attack. Number one, eating a better, healthy, balanced diet. Number two, daily exercise. Number three, quitting smoking. When I talk about eating a better diet, I'm just talking about mindful eating, avoiding snacking, avoiding processed sugar, and a daily dose of exercise, 30 minutes every day, can go a long way in lowering the risk of heart attack.
And how effective are these lifestyle changes for women that you just mentioned? Do we know from the research?
It's extremely effective. We also know that eating a healthy diet, exercising, quitting smoking, moderate alcohol consumption not only lowers the risk of a heart attack, even if you have a heart attack, the damage caused by the heart attack is much smaller in patients who have been doing all these changes compared to the patients who don't do any of this.
And do these changes take a long time to show some benefits?
Quitting smoking is probably the most important thing women can do for themselves. Tobacco affects women way differently than it affects men. So quitting smoking, you would see the benefits of lack of tobacco in the system in 2 to 3 weeks itself. And the same way with exercise, a little bit goes a long way.
Tell us about the signs and symptoms of a heart attack in women.
Women don't tend to experience the dramatic symptoms of heart attack like men. Women tend to have very subtle symptoms, just like shortness of breath, difficulty completing a task, a discomfort below the chin. Please note, I'm not using the word pain. I'm saying general discomfort.
And if they feel these symptoms, what to do?
If they feel the symptoms and they take a break from the task and the symptoms go away and it keeps recurring back every time they push themselves, they have to call their physician for further evaluation. Let's say they have the symptoms, they take a break and the symptoms do not go away and the discomfort is getting worse, that's the time to call 911.
Dr. Maran, what additional information can you suggest for women and heart health during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, there are more women which have been furloughed. A lot of single mothers have taken a lot of stress financially and emotionally. So it's a really important time to focus on themselves, exercise regularly, make time for themselves, to eat better. And definitely, please keep up with your regular checkups. A lot of healthcare providers have measures and there are checks and balances to make sure you're not going to be at an increased risk of acquiring the coronavirus from a clinic. It's safer to seek help than to sit at home and experience discomfort.
Dr. Maran, thanks for providing this information about heart health for women.
Thank you, Bobby. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.